Good morning, gentlemen. Today's forecast, not too shabby.
The Biggs and Barr Show, saying things and doing stuff.
Welcome to our Eclipse Free Clips Show. Of course, big day of the eclipse.
It's already happening. It's dark out.
And we are, because we're not going to be here for that part of the day.
No.
We thought we'd do something a little different called Free Clips. And Jamie's going to be giving out free haircuts in front of the radio station here starting at 7:30. I brought my clippers, Jason brought scissors, and Jamie brought his mad skills. Right?
Yes.
Well, should enough. Be fun. Yeah, fun yeah, time. Yeah.
They're giving you some time if you want to come get a free haircut. It'll kick off at 7:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Now, we start. I'd like to start the show with something called Chris's Question, where I ask these two a question. And this one, I caught... it was an article about when things were presented to market.
Okay.
So not invented necessarily, but when they were like sold. These are all brand name things, all right? And all the years and everything.
Okay.
And I thought, Jason, I know that you were like mid-80s. I know the year you were born. And I was, early 70s.
Yeah.
I was mid to late 70s and Jamie was mid-80s. Okay.
Yep.
So all these things came out in one of the years we were born.
Okay.
I want you to guess which, if you think it was my year, your year, or Jason's year.
Okay.
All right, we're going to start with Timbits.
Timbits.
When do you think Timbits were first brought to market?
Jamie's year.
No.
Wow, really?
Mine.
Really?
76.
Yeah, 76.
Okay.
Really?
I've been around since 76, Tim Hortons Timbits.
All right.
We got Bic lighters.
Bic lighter's got to be Jason.
It was Jason.
Yeah, come on.
I would have even thought earlier.
Yeah, me too. That's right? What I thought. I thought like for sure 60s or 70s. Yeah. Like Bic lighters have been around forever.
Yeah.
But no. Big gulps.
Big gulps?
Big gulps.
That sounds like an 80s thing, like wanting to be bigger and better. That's me.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
That's me, friend.
Oh, wow.
The Ford Taurus.
When did that was had
first
the 80s.
Ford Taurus. Yeah.
85.
Terrible car.
Pontiac Grand Am.
That was a little older.
Cars.
The Grand. Mm-hmm. Oh, there was like an old version of the Grand Am.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah. So that would be like 76.
No, it's you, sir.
Wow.
You 73. Stretch Armstrong.
Oh, I had one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean, but you didn't have it when you were born.
No.
So is it?
It wouldn't have been. He wouldn't have been. I can't picture Jason as a 12-year-old playing with a stretch Armstrong or older. So your year.
Yeah, it was my year.
And we're smart thinkers.
I know. I guess it's Dawn, like the detergent.
Dawn dish soap?
We ran out of interesting things pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like they had dish soap for a long time.
Yeah, but Dawn.
Dawn itself.
Legendary Dawn dish soap. Yeah, it was you, Jason.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And hula hoops were you, too.
Oh, wow. What?
Really? Yeah. Not before?
No. It was probably the brand hula hoop. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
these aren't.
There had to be.
These aren't
movies with like Elvis.
And A&W cream soda was Jamie.
Really?
Yeah. Root beer before
the cream
that.
Soda.
But cream soda, not till you. I don't know. Just like there's some things I thought were way older as a brand. Like Timbits feel like forever. They've since I was a, you know, and hula hoops and Bic lighters.
Yeah.
Like, it's nuts.
So. It's funny, take for granted is the right terminology, but these things that are invented or brought to market, and what a brand that we've all still known about. Like, what today?
Sure.
What have we seen in the last 2 years that has come to market, other than, let's say,
I'm sure
AI?
Lots of things.
Right? But, like, what could you see that's brand new?
Like, in the last couple years?
You're right, we're on the age of...
No, but I mean, when you think about cell phones and things like that.
AI will be the big...
No, I know.
AI is
going to
ruin a lot of people's lives in the next 10 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe even ours.
AI is going to take a lot of jobs, my friend.
Oh, I see.
Everybody's worried about AI, like, turning into the Terminator. No. AI is just going to eliminate millions of jobs. Not even kidding. Like, I said, anyone who's, I don't know. That's the fear. I think the real fear in AI, not Terminator rising up. The fact that as soon as it becomes able to do what we do, why would they pay us?
No, humans are way more dangerous than robots.
For sure. That is true. That is very true. Anyways, don't stare at the sun today.
No.
You guys didn't practice your squinting?
And go drink a big gulp and do some hula hooping to celebrate. There was a guy, I don't want to be mean, but there was a guy that came on CTV News to talk about the safety of eclipses, and he was the hardest natural squinter I've ever seen.
Oh.
His face was just automatically like this. I was like,
oh. Squinting?
I'm like, that guy learned from not looking at eclipses. Like,
yeah, that guy doesn't need the glasses.
Just the way his face was. I was like, why would you pick that guy?
Like French Stewart in Third Rock from the Sun, that like guy, that?
Yeah, like just constantly. That was his face. I was like, that's an interesting choice to tell people not to look at the sun. Anyways.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
For the very few of you that will be out today at this time, it's eclipse day. Schools are closed.
Yeah.
Because they can't trust the children not to stare at the sun.
Every other day, they do. Anyway.
It's a good, yeah, don't.
That is a good
point. You make very good points, yeah. James, but, you know, kids are dumb. And when they're told not to do something, they'll do it.
I see.
They're also warning you about your pets to not let them stare at the sun today, too. Like, I have probably the dumbest dog in the history of dogs.
Okay.
It's my big lab.
Yeah.
Sweet dog. Very nice dog.
Oh, yeah.
But one of, literally the dumbest animal I've ever met. Never stares at the sun.
Not one time. But you witnessed. I mean, when you're not there, it might be a thing she does when you're not around.
I don't think so. Yeah. She's mostly, like, looking on the ground for poo to eat.
Yeah.
So, I don't think the sun factors into it.
Not smart enough to not eat poo, but smart enough to not stare at the sun.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, I had a lab that used to eat poo, too. What's it about labs?
It.
I don't know. It's disgusting. It's so, how do they survive? How is that even, sorry, off topic.
Yeah.
Has there been, there are, you guys might be thinking, a more hyped day, like Christmas is pretty hyped, okay?
Yeah.
But that's every year, we're used to it. The hype of this has been going on for the last 2 weeks solid. Like, I mean solid.
Well, the last
weeks.
Eclipse we had, which wasn't full, was it 2017, 2018, something like that? It was pretty hyped
up.
I remember that, yeah.
And it wasn't a full eclipse.
No, it was a partial. It was like super hyped
okay.
up.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, full eclipse is it doesn't happen.
No, I guess.
It happens like, what, every 400 years or something? No, it can't have been because we had it in our lifetime.
We'll get another one, they said, in another 20, another couple decades or so, there'll be another one.
But like the side, like, you know, the digital signs on the sides of highways? Like, that's like, prepare for the eclipse. Like, everywhere is preparing for the eclipse. Arrive early. Eclipse Monday.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you,
like,
man.
Like, everywhere. Like, everyone's bought into this eclipse. Like, if you...
What do you mean, bought into it?
Like, everyone is saying, hey, let's get on this eclipse train today. We're giving away free clips.
Well, you have to.
Like, it's that's happening. It's not like, it's not a marketing thing. It just happens in the sky.
No, I know. Like, yes. Thank you.
Like, we're not being duped by it or anything like that.
No, I know.
Like, it is going to happen. It's not a scam.
No, I know.
I know you're big on scam.
No, this is not a scam.
I'm not jumping into your this is overhyped. I'd much rather hear about eclipses than about politics or...
I'm not saying overhyped.
Viruses.
Because I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But, like, it is very, like, this is a day that people have been talking about. Well, I'm trying to remember the last day that everyone talked about.
It's something
about.
Not everyone gets to experience.
Yeah.
It's something pretty crazy in terms of, like, solar events.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
I mean... What else do we get? We don't live in a very exciting galaxy in terms of like other solar. Like, we don't like 9 moons and like 7.
Oh, for that sort of stuff.
So like, if you're into that stuff, it's basically the only kind of really cool thing besides maybe a comet rolling by every now and
again.
I don't know.
Like, I'm not super interested in it. Like, it doesn't really interest me all that much. But I understand why people are.
It's been confusing the human race for millennia. You know, just recently with science has been like, okay, that's just the moon going in front of the sun.
Ooh, it's going to be dark in the day.
Yeah.
Imagine you lived in like medieval times. You had no idea what the hell was happening.
Yeah, it would really freak you out.
It would scare the bejeebas out of you.
Sure. How many people went blind back in those days when they didn't have like radio stations in schools to say not to look at
probably
the sun?
Probably none, because they'd look at it for a second and go, ah, and look down.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's bright.
Yeah. Fine, eye damage. A lot of eye damage going on,
probably.
I imagine.
The thing that is overhyped.
Between beating off the rats.
The thing that is overhyped with everything these days is the over safety precautions.
Yes.
That's the thing that's the most annoying about it to me. Yeah, everyone knows not to look at the goddamn sun. And if they don't, they have someone around them to tell them, don't look at the sun. And if they still do it, then they're idiots.
Yeah. at some point.
But and I they're going to get hit by a bus at some point anyways because they're not looking into traffic if they know they're looking at the, like, come on.
I guess they figure they can look at the sun because it's being covered by the moon. It's still going to be, like, until it is totally covered, it's still very bright, you know.
Whatever.
Enjoy your eclipse.
Someone sent us a joke. Vicky sent us a joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, I want to hear it.
Couldn't resist the joke of the day. How does the man on the moon cuts his hair? Eclipse it.
Eclipse it.
Which
perfect segue
leads into what Jamie's doing later on
7:30 this morning. We're doing free clips day here on this show. Jamie's going to give out free haircuts in front of the studio. And,
ask how many haircuts I've given.
Zero.
Yeah.
None ever.
It's crazy. I've given out tons, and I'm not doing it. You're doing it.
I have also given haircuts, but
like, I've cut a lot of people's hair.
Sorry, I gave a kid, when we were young kids, I gave him a haircut that my mom had to pay his mom to go get a proper haircut. One haircut I've given.
Can you...
That's 20 not years
not ago. Tell 30 that story? Years ago. Can you not tell that story?
That was 30 years ago. That's crazy to
we're
say,
we're trying to convince people to come down, bro.
I've gotten better. I have a steadier hand, a better eye for the clip.
Just, you know, whatever. He'll do his best.
Come down for a clip and snip.
Come get it. It's free. You know what I mean? You can't complain when something's free.
That's true. Right?
And I got a mighty poem later today.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a big day.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Little spot in the show we dedicate to stuff that caught our attention, obviously. One topic on everyone's mind today, but who wants to go first?
Can I actually do an off-topic quick one?
Yeah, by all means.
Yeah.
What would it take for you guys to quit your job?
Money?
No, that's what I mean. I mean, the amount of money. Excuse me.
Not just like one bad day. Or
No.
Couple mil.
Couple mil, yeah. Mine gets lower and lower the older I get, obviously.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Like, I probably quit with a mil.
Well, a Kentucky woman quit her job after she won a scratch ticket.
Uh-huh.
$90,000 at a gas station. After
is she
taxes,
65?
No, nope, after taxes, she received $64,000.
And quit.
She just didn't like her job.
Yeah, it was just it gave her some gap in between that and the next job.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, if you're miserable, then it gives you a little bit of freedom to figure out what.
Right.
Well, then that's fine.
But you're not going to retire on $64,000. Some people, you know what?
Some people might be able to. They got
to.
Some savings and they got their life.
Sure.
Their life. They don't have a mortgage and their life's real low and they got no kids and.
Just the thing they needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a little bit to put them. That was their number. She hit her number, whatever her magic number was. I mean, good for her.
Yeah.
Well, I can go next.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So, obviously, this eclipse is happening today, and lots of people would like to see it, so they've been getting eclipse glasses. And you're supposed to get them from reputable sources, and you would think Amazon might be one of them, but they've recalled a bunch of them because they're just not.
People are lying.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So.
It's like colored saran wrap over top.
Maybe. So there's a post on Amazon and it had the title or several titles like Solar Eclipse Glasses Approved 2024 and CE and ISO Certified Solar Eclipse Observation Glasses and Sun Viewing for Solar Eclipse. So they just don't use them. Make sure you get them from somewhere good.
Yeah, you should be able to see almost anything through them until you look up at the...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But they're not just like slightly tinted sunglasses like... But yeah, Bobby, you knew that was going to happen. You knew that was going to happen.
Well, yeah, and it's
whenever
it's
there's
just,
a big rush on anything, or was just call our solar glasses and get them out there.
Yeah, it's so hard to tell because they have the bad ones were replicated to look like the real ones.
Of course.
And there's a bunch of them were sold at a Home Hardware in Perth, but apparently they're okay.
And that is sinister.
Yeah,
like that's too much. Like. People you do rip-offs and then they break easily or something like that. But that's like...
Like this flashlight is 8,000 lumens. You order it and like it breaks within a day.
Exactly.
Like, you get that sort of stuff.
But that's a little too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, people can get really messed up.
Yeah.
You know, people go blind.
Yeah, if you stare at it.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen.
No matter how much money I want to make, I don't want
everybody to
go blind.
Yeah. Jeez.
But I guess we're not... Built like some folk.
I guess
that's why we're still sitting here working, not on some island with hundreds of millions of dollars for making everybody blind. Just laughing evilly on your beach chair.
Destroyed retinas.
It's terrible.
Hey, there's people like that. I'm not making up that character. Come on. All right.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You can call us anytime you want. 613-216-3849. 216-Dougie. Yeah, I'm all right. I said the number and then forgot the first three numbers right after I said it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know. You can call us, leave a message anytime you want, and we'll play it for the city. What do you got, James?
Well, obviously, congrats to Carlton Place for winning the March Madness of Small Towns.
Yeah.
And with any win in anything, there will be someone against it.
Right? Sure, yeah.
In a sense, and we have a fella in that category.
How is Carlton Place the winner of a small town? Carlton Place has a population of over 11,000 people. A small town is considered anything under 10,000 people. Erroneous! Erroneous on all counts!
I would still consider it a small town.
Ah, yes. If you ever head to America, a small town to them is like 60,000 people.
Is it?
And they, you know, they don't, there's lots of small towns. They're like, I'm from a small town. You're looking up, it's like 60,000 people.
Oh.
Like, oh, okay.
I find people overestimate population in the U.S. a lot.
Like when you're like Atlanta?
Like you're Phoenix, you think, oh, that's a big city.
Yeah.
It's like 400,000 people in Phoenix proper. Like it's not.
Yeah, it's like Ottawa.
Yeah. Well, Ottawa is
before they included the rest of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, until they expanded the borders as far as they could go. Yeah. Oh, we had a million yet? Yeah. Okay, stop.
Yeah.
That's basically what it was.
Erroneous.
Yeah.
Erroneous on all counts.
I mean, you have it right. Protests or take it up the ladder. Go talk to the people in charge of town names or what do you call it? Size.
Census?
Nope.
Population?
Yes, population people. I can't think of the department that would be in charge of dedicating the name of the size of a town. I'm making something up, but the words aren't coming to me. So just continue on, please.
Okay. So we've been playing calls last couple of days about, Thursday, Friday, about guys who love their wives. Guy called in, sounded like he had lost a bet or he was in the doghouse. Then another guy called in and said, I love my wife more than that guy because I gave her my liver. And then, Chris, you made a great point. Any husband should be willing to give up an organ for
base
his wife,
level.
Right?
Yeah.
What kind of a hero is that?
Yeah.
Well, we got another one.
Hey, I think I like, or rather, I love my wife the most because I gave her a pretty important organ from my body. My heart. Tee-hee.
The tee-hee's made
it. Yeah.
Tee-hee.
It's a great clip to say whenever somebody says something not funny, but they think is funny.
Yeah. A tee-hee.
That's amazing.
I got another callback, as they call it in the biz here. We did how many boys to the yard could we get with a milkshake?
Right. And we got so three. We got three boys there.
So then we're going to say, we should do the science of songs.
Right.
Any songs that make claims, we should see if it's true.
That's a good idea.
We have a suggestion.
Okay.
Morning, fellas. Matt. So since you discovered that your milkshakes do bring all the boys to the yard, maybe you can find out if Stacy's mom really does have it going on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we could put that out there.
I guess so. Or what button is the hardest button to button?
Yes, that's a good one.
Another good one, too.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Start making a list because we're going to forget all of these.
Top button of a dress shirt, I'm going with.
What about the cuff?
No, this one.
I'm all right with the cuff because I'm a lefty, so I'm pretty.
What about the other hand?
What is being a lefty of it?
As lefties, you have to do a lot with your right hand in life. Right. You're pretty.
What about the little button for button down collar? Those are tough, too.
Oh,
sometimes.
These ones?
Yeah, those are annoying.
For me, mine mainly just because of my big old neck. Mm. That's the only reason.
Yeah, you got to stretch your...
Yeah, can I have a size 20 collar, but the rest of the shirt be not size 20?
Yeah, that's a problem. If I buy a dress shirt, I have to get it brought in every time because I'm like a 19 neck.
The big neck, but the rest
But then the rest of the shirt's like a
parachute.
Like a cape. Can we bring this in, please?
Yeah.
A little bit. Thanks. Yeah, hardest button to button's a good one. Stacey's mom's got it going on. If you have any ideas, leave them on our Dougie line. We're going to start testing the science of songs. We'll pick one, and we'll let you know when we're going to do it. Stacey's mom would be fun because we could do a Facebook post and have everyone named Stacey post a picture of their mom.
Yeah.
And we could see if any of them have it going on. Yeah. I mean, it's completely awful, but also great.
Well, yeah, it's
will be nice.
What's got? What is it going on? Like, what is? What's the definition of got it going on?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Is she a successful businesswoman?
Right.
Like, what is it?
Yeah. Does she invent something really cool?
Uh huh.
Is she
good at making cookies?
Like, she what popping is it? A sweet wheelie on a dirt bike? Like, yeah. Who knows?
Overrated skill. Overrated skill.
You, sir.
Overrated skill.
No, it is not.
Yep. Popping a wheelie on a dirt bike?
Overrated
skill. Pop a wheelie, then go down. Sure, that might be overrated. You do a catwalk for a kilometer?
Yeah, useless after childhood. Useless.
Absolutely not.
Useless.
You're cool forever if you can catwalk down the street.
Oh, really? Go find the kids that can pop wheelies now. What are they doing? They're not cool.
Probably still popping wheelies.
Yeah, they're still riding a bike to work. Not cool. Losers.
Well, Jamie said dirt bike.
I said dirt bike. You're thinking BMX. I'm thinking a dirt bike.
Oh, still.
Once you find the balance point, you're set.
Got any more Dougies?
No, let's move on.
Sorry, I got pretty upset about that.
You did.
Flashbacks. And not being able to pop a wheelie.
That's why, because you couldn't pop a wheelie.
Of course I couldn't. Of course I couldn't.
5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Auto.
What?
On a Biggs and Barr Show.
So, we have 5 questions. 30 seconds. You can pass them back, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is the one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong, until the end. If you win, you get a Plinko chip for our board. That has 5 of the same prizes today.
Yes.
Every prize slot is $500 in fuel, courtesy of CAA and Shell. Who we got?
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Good day.
How's the day? You all right?
Fine.
Yeah, you were quite shocked we called you. Are you excited?
Yeah, a little.
Okay.
Not very confident,
though. Oh, okay. All right. We have confidence in you, Mike. I think you'll be all right.
All right.
We'll see.
All right. Best of luck, okay? Excellent.
All right, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. During the total eclipse of 1880, what U.S. city was the only major city in the path of totality?
Salt Lake City.
What is the Latin word for the sun?
Moon.
Who sings Total Eclipse of the Heart?
Marissa Asbridge, is it?
What album will you hear in its entirety this afternoon on Shay?
Dark Side of the Moon.
What is worse to look directly at, the sun or a faded Habs bumper sticker bragging about how many cups they won?
The sun.
Okay, let's go over your answers.
I'm a big Habs fan, by the way.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, sorry about that.
All right.
It's okay.
Explains everything.
What is worse to look directly at, the sun or a faded Habs bumper sticker bragging about how many cups they won? You said the sun. It was close.
The sun is worse.
Yeah.
It just makes you puke.
Yeah. What album will you hear in its entirety this afternoon on Shay? You said Dark Side of the Moon. That is correct. Because it's Eclipse Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who sings Total Eclipse of the Heart? You said Marissa Asbridge. And I don't know who that is.
That's just made up a name.
Yeah.
But it's Bonnie Tyler. Yeah.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
It's a great song.
It is a great song. It really is.
Good grade 8 slow dance song.
Great tune.
What is the Latin word for sun? You said loon. That would be moon.
Moon.
But solace is the word.
Yeah.
Or solace.
Solace.
And during the total eclipse of 1880, what U.S. city was the only major city in the path of totality? You said Salt Lake City, and that was correct.
Salt Lake City will be coming.
If the name you made up was just right, you would have done all right, my friend.
Yeah.
But we can't give it today. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy the day.
Bye.
See you, Mike.
Don't look at the sun.
Yeah, you got to tell him that because
he's a Habs fan. He's so much better than everybody else, right? So I can look at it. I'm a Habs fan. I can look at the sun.
You
know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways. Listen, man. We got some stuff to do. I got a mighty poem up next.
Oh, yeah.
And Jamie's going to be handing out free haircuts soon here at the radio station for free clips day. Not like gift certificates to get your hair cut.
No.
Jamie's going to actually cut your hair.
Yeah.
if you let them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the key.
I mean, I wouldn't, but it's up to you.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Now, normally we'd be doing circle time right now, but because it's a very special day, Eclipse Free Clips Day, I thought I would write a mighty poem.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
Jamie.
Yeah.
Because you're so excited about it. For those that don't know, what is a mighty poem?
Mighty poems where Chris Biggs blesses us with his words. in a poetic nature.
Sure, sure. Obviously on topic for the day. First of all, Jamie's going to give us some free haircuts real soon.
Oh, yeah.
For Free Clips Day. He's going to be down up front.
No, nobody's outside yet?
No. Nope.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever done anything where we've given something away for free and there hasn't been a lineup. So, I mean... Whatever, we'll deal with that in a minute. Right now, we got to take care of this mighty poem. So, Jamie, do you have some music for us?
I'm ready with the music.
All right.
Which I'm going to start it before you do your intro.
Do you want me to give the title first?
Yes, do that. Before let's
the
do music? That. Yeah.
All right, it's called The Mighty Obscuration.
The Mighty Obscuration.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's The Mighty Obscuration. By Chris Biggs. When gods roamed earth and whispered to man, a darkness approached, not by beast nor by clan. A battle of kings, lord of day versus night. Then the fire god was swallowed and the world lost its light.
Oh.
But now we know better. Our world will not end. The moon is just scooching in front of his friend. Bailey's beads will be busting. Corona waves in the sky. These ones, not a virus. Ionized gas, you'll still die. But relax, there's no fear. Just don't look at the sun. But if this you need told, well, you're probably dumb. So gather round, glasses up, both for eyes and libation, and witness one hell of a shadow, the mighty obscuration.
Oh, wow. Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, excellent job.
It's funny, whatever.
Yeah, not my best.
Definitely not my best.
He's scooching in front.
Yeah. That's what he's doing. That's all that's happening.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Excuse me. Like in the movie theater. Excuse me. Pardon me.
In front of you here for a second.
Scooch past you here.
Sorry about that.
When someone's staring at the milk or the cheese, not knowing what to get, but you know what you're going to get, like, let me just scooch past you here. That's the moon to the sun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Get in there for a sec, bud.
Oh, it's happening. You keep sending away. I'll just be here a couple seconds. Just got to scooch on through. Yeah, so.
That was good. Hey, if you want, you can go to our podcast later and play that as the eclipse is happening.
Whoa.
Sure, yeah. Listen, crazy. I'm sorry, it's hard because I don't have my full throat power for delivery there on the, you know, normally I would have made the beginning much more intense, much deeper.
Oh, I see.
But I don't have it. I did the best with what I got. So right. I hope it was okay for
everybody. Oh, it was great.
Until someone points that out, you don't need to apologize.
Well, I do because I didn't feel like it had the same kind of punch that it normally has.
Gravity?
Yeah. I mean, it's still, you know, 100 times better than most people, but it's whatever. There's a certain level of quality I like to bring to the poems.
Oh, I see. Of course.
I'm not sure if I delivered it this morning, but just like you're going to deliver with haircuts, right, James?
Yep, I'm ready. Well, sort of.
Free clips. So what are you going to go set up now?
I'm going to set up.
Want me to grab your chair there, take over?
Yeah.
Master control.
Yes, sure.
Downstairs.
Yeah. What's your thing?
The temperature is right. Oh, it's 1 degree.
One?
So if you want to set up in like the vestibule, I think that'd be all right too, or like the little front area.
No,
outside.
I'm going to get hair everywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to get hair everywhere. Oh,
that's true. If you have hair
You can wait inside the vestibule.
That's what I will be doing. Yeah.
Okay.
But I would set up. You know, get a chair, get a little side table there for you.
And we'll see if anyone shows up for free clips.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Of course, the eclipse happening this afternoon, but we will not be here for that, so we're heading up free clips. I got Jason on the phone. He's out front with Jamie, who's giving out free haircuts today.
Yeah, we're down here in front of the radio station, 2001 Thurston Drive. We have our first customer, Dave, has shown up. He's wearing his thick boy summer shirt. Look at that. taking his jacket off. He's got quite the head of hair here, and Jamie's getting ready to trim it all off. So when's the last time you had your hair cut, Dave?
Don't remember.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
A year ago? He's maybe a year it's been since his haircut. Okay, so look at what it's pretty exciting. There's Jamie. We'll get in there.
He's got quite the flow. How much is Jamie taking off? Jamie, slow.
Oh, my goodness.
Slow.
It's,
well, slow, that is not, Jamie. Oh, my God.
That is not in any way even.
James.
It's not bad. You know what? It's Lord not. Farquaad. Yeah, a little bit like Lord Farquaad. You've missed a whole bunch. You're supposed to use your fingers and stuff. You've never had a haircut?
What is he doing? That poor man.
Yeah, it's, you know what? There's parts of it that are okay.
Yeah, sure.
I pulled them out.
How do you feel about the haircut so far, Dave?
Oh, I'm worried.
you should be. Oh, wow. He's getting like a little bit of a bob.
James, this is so awful for this man. Tell him to use the comb to make a line and then cut across the comb.
He just asked you to cut the bottom, not the top, Jamie.
Oh. Well,
the haircut's supposed to be what the customer asked for. Just the back.
Just the back. Oh, yeah. My God, he's
How you doing today?
He looks like Lord Snape from Harry Potter.
Oh, my goodness. Now you're just cutting bits underneath?
What are you doing?
It's called layering, Jason.
It's called
layering.
I don't know if it is.
Oh, this poor man. Okay,
parts of it. It doesn't look terrible. Like for your first haircut, Jamie, it's not the worst. Yeah, you gotta, like, if you see the part over on the right side there, yeah, you gotta sort of even it out. I don't know what you're doing. But I mean, you could look worse, Dave. So don't worry about that.
Yeah. And it will grow back. I mean, it's just hair, right?
It is only hair. Yeah, yeah. And if you grew that much in a year, then like you're probably fine.
Oh, I didn't grow all of it.
Oh, okay.
If you're just tuning in, we're celebrating Free Clips Day here on the morning show. Jamie's handing out free haircuts. And his first customer, he's made into Snape. Looks like that scene where Snape's down the hall and his short little bob is blowing in the wind. That's kind
of, he does kind of look like Professor Snape.
It's kind of giving him that Professor Snape look. Poor Dave. This Dave is one of our biggest fans. He's been loyal to us for
he brought
years.
A pizza one time too.
Yeah, years. And Jamie's repaid him by giving him a bob.
Yeah, shake it, Dave. Shake it. Oh, look at that. Woo!
All right. Well,
You got some bounce in your hair now. Yeah.
That's
right
one
on.
One down. All right. Well, we'll check it in a bit, see if we get any more customers. Wow.
I doubt it. I can't imagine anyone else showing up for this.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Jamie and Jason are down in front of the studio because we're doing Free Clips Day, and Jamie's handing out haircuts. Jason.
Yeah.
We have our second customer.
Yeah, Matt's here, and Jamie started a little bit before the song was over, while AC/DC was playing, because Matt has a lot of hair.
He does.
And Jamie's right now doing like little trim bits.
Okay.
And how do you feel, Matt?
Doing all right.
He looks a little worried. Jamie's left a bit on the top, and it looks pretty good, to be honest. Aside from all the wisps you've left. So.
Yeah. I think he's a return customer. Why? Remember why I was cutting hair a while ago? I was doing sick fades. Remember for some
reason?
Yeah,
you were doing sick fades. Yeah.
I can't see what he's doing. So I mean, I'm just kind of.
Okay, I was gonna say, does he feel as confident as when he got?
Well, how do I look?
I mean, aside from this weird patch he's left here, then I mean, you could. It's not unsalvageable.
No, he told me not to touch the beard, so I'm trying to stay away.
You got to blend it though, Jamie. You can't just leave it.
Good Lord, he's dry.
It's like he's never had a haircut.
No, I know. Well, he hasn't. Only his girlfriend cuts
his hair. Everyone's a professional all of a sudden.
In the garage. He doesn't know.
Yeah, that's better. There you go.
Ugh. No.
That's a little better.
He's not. Does he not know how to fade anything? He's just
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know how to fade songs or haircuts or anything.
That is very accurate. That is very accurate. All right. Yeah. Well, this one's worse. I didn't think it was worse than the last one.
Yeah, you may just have to go all the way here.
Let me tell you what,
initially. Oh, okay.
So Jamie's just experimenting. I think he'll just take it right down. He's on the number two, which is, as we know, is Jamie's specialty.
Right. Yeah. He is very good at number two. That's for sure. If you're just joining us, we're giving out free clips today.
That.
On Eclipse Day, it's free clips day with the Bigs and Bar Show. Jamie's handing out free haircuts.
That need to be trimmed down, but I'm not hating it. Hey, he's not hating it, he says.
What do you mean?
He's looking at it on his own phone.
He's too nice. He's too big a fan of the show. He's allowing,
yeah, he's a really nice guy.
He's allowing Jamie just massacring his head. Like, absolutely. Like, you're right. He looks like a burn victim. I'm not sure what.
Yeah, like you have to go against the grain most of the time. Like you can't just go with the flow of the hair, and you're just combing it. Then
it's you're
all right. Jason, well, this is interesting.
You couldn't be more accurate. It's like Jamie's never got a haircut in his life. Like,
yeah.
I know you wouldn't be good at, you can't just walk in and be a good haircut or hairdresser. But I mean, you would know. What is he doing? I can't.
Yeah, it's like he went to like an island somewhere, and someone said, "Here, have a haircut," and he's never ever had one.
Like, he doesn't even know what the term means and just handed him a buzzing tool that he's not quite sure what to do with. But
like, does your wife let you, like, trim the hedges around the house and stuff, too? Or like,
I'm pretty good with that.
Yeah. Maybe you should have used that.
All right. Well, I don't know if we're going to gain any good attention from doing this, if you want me to be honest. I don't think it's going to help us.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But
I mean, he's here giving out haircuts. I guess he'll do it until people stop showing up. So far, there is no lineup for any more haircuts other than the two that he's done.
No more.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Come on in, Jason. We'll leave him.
I mean, it is free, right? Like, it's not.
That is true. It is a free service. Like we say, when people complain about our show, you can't complain because it's free. So it's the same with the haircuts. So, all right. Well. Come on back in, Jason. We'll see.
Okay,
we'll see.
I will. It's cold out there.
Yeah. We'll see how we
go. The Bigs and Bar
Show.
Our
friend Jamie is out front on the phone because it's free clips day here on our show. The eclipse wasn't going to happen during our program, so we felt a little jealous, so we thought we'd do our own thing called free clips. And we have Jamie handing out free haircuts. His third customer has arrived. James?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Leo?
Can we talk to Leo for a second? Can you put
Leo? You want to talk to him? Okay, hold on. Let me.
Just put your headset on him for a half a second. Or no, all right.
Here we go.
Can we just talk to him for a second? Just
quick. Yeah. Just quick. You're good.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, Leo.
Yes.
We would highly suggest that you run away, run fast, run hard, run, get out of there, get out of that chair, get back in your car.
Because your hair looks fine.
Yeah, you have like a nice set of hair. Like the two haircuts Jamie's already done, one was long, he just had to trim the end, and the other one he just shaved right down to the wood. So I don't know. You have some style, and we would highly suggest you leave.
Well, I'm willing to try almost anything once. So the thing about hair is it'll grow back, worst case scenario.
All right. What a great attitude Leo has.
I guess. I mean, there's only so much we can do. All right, James. what's your attack on this guy, Jamie? What are you going to do? What's your plan?
He's asked for a number six.
A six? That might not even touch any of his hair.
Everywhere. Yeah, I know. Well, we'll see. I think he's being a little conservative, which is fine.
If you just tuned in and you're wondering why Jamie's giving haircuts, it's because it's eclipse day today, and we can't be here for the eclipse because we do a morning show. So Jamie's giving free haircuts, which is a free clips.
Yeah, free clips day.
So that's our participation.
Yeah, number six. I mean, that's fine.
Is it even touching any of his
hair? There's a little bit coming off.
Okay.
It's, I mean, I would have gone six on top and then maybe four up the sides.
Yeah, but you've cut hair before.
Do what the customer says. I just gouged his ear. Uh-oh.
Did he ask for that?
He didn't ask for an ear gouge.
All right.
Is he bleeding?
No.
I
think he just, like, and he stabbed him with the end of the plastic of the clippers.
Oh,
he didn't actually cut his ear.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant, Chris.
Yeah, I know. I'm watching, so I can see. I think this is a good, I think six was a good approach. I think this man had the right idea. You're basically just making him sort of a little shorter than what he's got now. I mean, it doesn't look that bad. This is definitely Jamie's best haircut so far.
Yeah, because he barely touched the hair.
Yeah, there's barely any hair coming off. But
if there was a picture of salt and pepper hair on the dictionary, it would be Leo here.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Are you hitting on Leo?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're saying the color of his hair is like textbook salt and pepper.
All right. You like yourself a good salt and pepper man, do you? I don't know. It's just
trying to cut hair here, Chris.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Get me all excited.
You don't want to distract him from his professional duties.
Right, yeah. free clips day.
Thanks for spraying the blade, too.
Jamie, yep. What? Oh, he's telling Jamie what to do.
No, he thanked me for spraying the blades.
Oh,
because I have a bottle of spray rubbing alcohol out there, so just to clean it up. You got to be sanitary, right?
Well, you do. You do. I think all our customers are pretty sanitary so far this morning. yeah, this was the best approach. Best haircut so far, Jamie. You're getting better. I'm gaining hope. I'm gaining hope here. How long are we doing this for? You going to just give haircuts until there's no more people?
I guess.
Okay. I mean, whatever.
And we did offer them for free.
We did. They're out there.
Yeah.
Free clips. Oh. Come get one. All right. And don't forget not to wear these today. The song's called Cheap Sunglasses, Jason.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Just trying to work it into the whole eclipse theme of the day.
Yeah.
No. You got to be careful. Make sure you got the good ones on. All right. Shea 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You gave out three of them. One was all scissors, one was all clippers, and then the last one was also all clippers? Or did you use some scissors on that one too?
He just wanted a straight six.
That's for those that don't know, clip. that's the level of clip, not some weird
style.
Yeah, yeah.
demonic style, hairstyle. Give me the straight six.
Now I saw him giving you lots of instructions, so he was pretty clear with what he wanted, and you're delivering it.
I think he expected a little more from this free haircut that guy had never done it before.
I don't know what you would expect. We told everyone you've never done a haircut before. I mean, sure, we yelled at you and made fun of you, but that was, I mean, just part of the shtick. Like, we knew. I don't know what anyone could expect.
I think I'm more of a scissors guy.
Nope. I saw you scissors.
If I was to do haircuts, no. More of a scissors guy.
No, you...
Like the first one, you didn't even...
reckless abandonment. Not even...
I was more free.
But you didn't even make sure it was even on both sides. Even when you looked at them from the front, and it was clearly visibly shorter, like, on one side,
you
didn't go and fix it.
This isn't an exaggeration. I physically felt ill watching you use those scissors.
Yeah.
Because you were just like not even even attempting to give this guy any sort of symmetry,
evenness. Well, you got to start somewhere, and you clean it up at the end. You clean it up at the end.
Like, not even using the comb to pull his hair down and make it straight. Like, even the most haircut person, if you ever witnessed a haircut, knows you pull the hair down and they step across the scissors. Like, it was hard. It was really hard to watch.
He was happy. Customer was satisfied.
Right. I don't know. I think he was just polite. I don't know if he was happy.
Anyways, yeah, so that went down. We also did a Mighty Poem earlier. You can catch it on the podcast if you missed it. You guys want to do a little more eclipse news here?
Sure.
There's some folks talking about it.
Astronomer.
Yeah, this is an astronomer.
Eclipse.
Yeah, we have eclipses.
Eclipse.
We have eclipses. Here, listen.
The sun is 400 times bigger than the moon, but by happy coincidence, it is also 400 times further away. So from our perspective, they are the same size.
There you go.
Okay, that makes some sense.
It's like when you hold your thumb in front of
it. Yeah, for sure. You can cover
something far away. Cover it up. Okay.
The sky and everything else around you, the wind sometimes starts to pick up. Animals get confused. The streetlights come on. It's not like nighttime. The sky takes on this sort of fish scaly, shimmery quality, and you will freak out.
Oh, wow.
I don't know
that I'm going to freak out. I mean, we've been well prepared for it.
Yeah. It's been quite a bit of chat about it.
If we didn't hear anything about it, I was driving around at 2:11 or 3:25 today when it peaks, then I would be like, well, what is going on here?
But
even then, you'd be like, oh, I think that's the eclipse that people have talked about and I've read in books and heard about my whole life. Like, I don't know. hey, freak out. Some people will freak out because people freak out. There's people saying, stare at it. Like, it's a conspiracy. Look at it because the alien ships are going to be passing by or something.
We did have someone call about that. And they said the eclipse is just a government ruse to hide the spaceships. And I don't think they were kidding.
He said, listen real close.
Oh, that's right.
You'll be able to hear the mothership on the speakers and stuff. I mean, I don't, I won't be doing that. But what I will be doing is encouraging everyone to use proper eyewear. But you probably know that because you've heard that a million times today too.
Or watch it on like a live stream. Like NASA's got a live YouTube stream and there's other places. You can go to... places here in Ottawa as well, the Canadian Museum of Nature, Canadian Aviation Space Museum.
You might have to because it seems like a lot of these the places that people going.
They just showed Niagara Falls on TV.
It's total cloud coverage. Yeah. Like, that's brutal.
Yeah, the path of totality from Kingston to Niagara, there's a good possibility at the time of the eclipse it would be totally covered by...
we might be in one of the best spots. We might be able to see it.
Now, it'll still get dark.
Yeah.
But you just won't be able to see all the... Billy's beads or whatever they're called.
Bailey's beads.
Bailey's beads. I don't want to.
Good old Billy's bees. Isn't that honey?
Or the Corona.
Yeah, that's flares what it looks and stuff like, that. Right. Yeah, like a diamond.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, we gotta do some Dougies in a minute.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie line.
Jamie, what do you got?
Well, we got a request.
A request for what?
We got a request here. Because somebody called in and really wanted to hear Chris's poem again.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys could play Chris's mighty poem about the eclipse again. That was interstellar.
Very nice of you to call in, Jamie, and request from my poem again. But
you could have just played it.
Most people could hear it on the podcast if they really wanted to. But are you going to replay it? Is that what you... No? Do you want me to read it again?
I want to.
Do you want me to just read it again?
I want to replay it.
What does that mean?
And what's happening?
I am choosing to replay it. However...
But the technology is not cooperating.
We're all a little out of
you?
Sorts here.
Yeah, it's been a day. You've been out front. You know, you're normally... I don't understand what you want me to... I can just read it again.
You
want to
read it again?
I have it here.
Oh, you do?
If you...
Let's do that again then.
Some of us... you guys have already heard it, though, so it's not like it's...
Well, maybe it'll be better this time around.
I don't mind it. Maybe it'll be better.
No, not that it was bad. came out wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
It sounded worse than it was meant to be.
Man, talk about how to, you know, fill me with confidence going into it.
Just like Jamie's free clips this morning.
Yeah.
As he got, you know, to the third haircut, it was better.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I'm also not comparing your poetic skills to Jamie's haircutting skills. I don't want
to take
offense to that.
All right. Well, I mean, we can do it again if you want.
Okay.
Do you have music?
I have the music ready.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Again, forgive my, I don't have full throat power. So.
I'm apologizing before people get mad.
I don't have full throat power.
Just say it.
All right. The Mighty Obscuration by Chris Biggs. When gods roamed earth and whispered to man, a darkness approached, not by beast, not by clan. A battle of kings, lord of day versus night. Then the fire god was swallowed and the world lost its light. But now we know better. Our world will not end. The moon is just scooching in front of his friend.
Oh, let me get by here. No, pardon me.
Bailey's beads will be busting. Corona waves in the sky. These ones, not a virus. Ionized gas. You'll still die. Mm. But relax. There's no fear. Just don't look at the sun. But if this you need told, I'm sorry. You're pretty dumb. So gather round, glasses up, both for eyes and libation, and witness one hell of a shadow, the Mighty Obscuration.
Wow.
No, that's good. That's good.
Might have been better.
Mighty Obscuration. Anyways.
Bravo.
No worries, man. I got you back. Got you back. Like the sun will the shadow today, or the moon, have its back.
Yeah.
It'll be behind it. So get you back, Moon. Do your thing.
Oh, let me get by here.
Yeah, excuse me, pardon me.
Oh, let me scooch by.
Hey.
Oh.
If you're still afraid of it, just imagine like in a movie theater, someone scooching in front of you and you know, blocking the light for a second.
If you're really afraid of it, you can always observe the eclipse on the radio.
That's true.
Right here this afternoon, we're going to play Dark Side of the Moon full.
Loud, like leading up
to it.
To the totality.
And
totality.
Yeah, I guess you'll hear someone describe it. Or not.
I don't know. That's up to them in the
afternoon. I think it's going to be... actually, I don't know if I want to give it away. I'm not going to say
it.
I don't know if we're supposed to say it, but I know the protocol. It's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. We got it in an email.
Thanks.
Great. I love your specificity.
Yeah, good one. Good one. Ooh, sun's messing with me. Time change got me.
Yeah,
now
the
eclipse got me. Oh.
If the time change got you, this eclipse is going to put you under.
Our podcast is on iTunes and Spotify every day. Go give us the subscription, please. It's free. Don't forget, 9 o'clock,
We got another name coming out to get paid, even on Eclipse Day. People getting paid, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Excellente. And tune in this afternoon for all the Eclipse coverage and all the goodness that's going on here. We hope you have a great day. We hope you enjoyed. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.